So we'll do the Maimer Biur al Posik Ator Neiri. So this is actually, you know, always you have the Maimer al Trebes Biur, but this is actually, in a way, the points from the Maimer that we discussed in Ki Ator Neiri, in shorter version in the Kabbalah in the pointer. So Hinei. So he brings out in Ba'ari Mimcha Loshun Neichach Yeshbei Beis Pirushim. Ba'ari Mimcha means I'll exalt you. And we're saying to Hashem, Noichach, I will exalt you. So there's two interpretations how to interpret it. Either we're saying Ha'alef Milmay Lamata, that we'll exalt you because we'll bring Hashem down from the place into the level of Malchus, which means from the Ein Sof into Malchus, that means Milmay Lamata, and therefore we'll be able to exalt him because he will come down. When I say Adrei Mimcha, I will exalt you, what does it mean? I will exalt you, it means because the Eibishter's greatness, his exaltness will be coming down below, as we say sometimes. We have the Yochid, which is the Eibishter, Yochid, he's only Chei Ho'ilami Melech. In order to vitalize the words, has to come down in the level of Melucha, he has to become a Melech. Shehu Levade Yochidu Miyuchad. He alone is only and single and unique. V'chai ho'ilomim nimshach liyos b'malchus. And in order to give life to the world, he brings down into Malchus, which you have a ribur of avos omim. You have the 10,000 times 10,000 worlds. So that comes from, he is only, but how do we get from only, from Yochid to ribur of avos? So it comes through Malchus. So the Yochid, in order to chei ha'olamim, comes down to Malchus. That is milmaila lamato. V'kisva Arizal kosab, in the writings of Arizal he writes, shal yidei tzimtzum mokum choluchu, that this takes place through a contraction in Amokum Cholchu. And also the various different tzimtzumim that are possible, which means they contract and conceal, limit the light that extends. This particular tzimtzum is called a tzimtzum Amokum Cholchu, an empty space, which means a total tzimtzum. It means a larger and a bigger tzimtzum. Ki I efshir li yis oylem yisubruim klal mibchinas ein soy ba'atzma. For it is impossible that there should be worlds or created beings at all from the level of the Ein Sof by himself, from the infinite. The chol hamshoches el yoynos nimshchu b'malchus. So in order to be chei ha'olamim, it has to come down in Malchus. Kenoida, as it's known, ki yud gimel tikunei dikna, which is a high level, the 13 strands of the beard, which correspond to the 13 attributes of mercy, they are all in the level of Keser, in the level of Adik, in the level which is higher than Ishtaushlus. In Nimshuchu Lemata B'Malchus, they were extended into Malchus, that from the level of Yudkimon Tignu comes in Malchus. Why? Lefishen Aglo Yerdeschulu, because we know that the feet go down into the Biyah, which means like the letter Kuf goes below the line. It goes down from Malchus into the level of Biyah to the furthest levels. And over there, the Hamshoche comes like in a way of a sidus, of a here, which means very little. So that's why the Yudkimul Tikune Dikna go down to Malchus. Lochein Nikra HaMalchus B'Shem HaTor B'Sifrei HaMekubalim. In the books of the Mekubalim, the Malchus is called a Torah, a crown. Why? Because it actually has Keser in it, because the level of Keser comes into the level of crown. Because Malchus is the level of supreme Keser. So that's the first item, Arei Mimcha, meaning to bring down from the Ein Sof into Malchus. Abegam Arei Mimcha is L'Reimim HaMalchus. That's the way up. That's Milmata L'Mailo, to exalt and raise Malchus. And that's the other way around. Melech should be to Yochid Chei Ho'ilomim, that the Melech should connect back to Chei Ho'ilomim. K'neida, as it's known. Okay, so it's also the Melech Yochid. Okay, Malchus da Atzilus nase atik libriya, that the Malchus da Atzilus becomes a keser for Bria, b'chinas Yochid. So in other words, it's Melech also becomes a Yochid, also becomes a keser. K'dei liyos chayi ha'ilami. So v'tzorich l'reimim ha'malchus. So we need from the Melech Yochid chayi, that is a Melech Yochid to revitalize the world. We need to raise the Malchus b'b'chinas Yochid ad Malchus de'in sof m'matel ma'il. We got to bring it back up to the level of Yochid, of the Malchus de'in sof, the Malchus of Keser, which is higher than Ishtal Shodas m'matel ma'il. These two levels, Hem Shabbos v'Chanukah. That's Shabbos and Chanukah. Shabbos is elevation, and Chanukah is bringing down. Ki Shabbos ha'aloha m'matel ma'il. Shabbos is bringing it up from below to above, that is raising the Sfiras HaMalchus to Malchus Dein Sof, and V'chanukah Amshochas Milmaila Lamata, that's bringing down the Ein Sof into Malchus. V'alua Zu Hi Inyan HaBirurim, what is that word? Which is Matzmiach Chotzir La Behema, and from the Zohar it says Elef Turin Chulu, this is a Loshon in the Zohar, that this is sort of gives the feed that are elevated, I guess, in Shabbos, because when all the worlds are elevated from the chotzir that the animal eats, that whatever desire explains over there, Shehem, Mibchinas, they come from Kel Shaddai Bimiluay. Kel Shaddai Bimiluay means when you have the full Kel Shaddai. In the Zohar, Tatshe Horetz Deshe Esav, he talks about the various, this is feed for the Malochim, the whole din over there. But I'm looking at the din of Kel Shaddai, kills. They say that Kel Shaddai b'miluoy equals 1,000. That will be the Elef Turim. Mm-hmm. And that means v'hainu shenichlal b'behema liyis ayin. So that means that it's included in the behema liyis ayin to become ayin, to become bak inyan habirurim, because what happens to birurim hu liyis miyesh ayin, that is when we sort out that we're taking it from the yesh and making it to ayin, ki baham shocha nasem ayin yesh, from hamshocha you make from ayin yesh. Shem Ban Sag, that's the name of Hashem, which is the name of Ban Sag. And the word Sag is also the word Gas, Shuhu Yeshus, which is an entity, existence, a being. Shem Ban Sag, that is Ayin Yesh. Bahabirur, and when you sort of Hula Pocho, is to turn around, Miyesh La Ayin. Bahainu Alidei Shem Ma, that's the level of Ma, which is Bechinas Bittl. That's the halom mimato lemaylo. Ulemato, and how does it express below? Hine bechina zu hi benefesh abahamis. When does the nefesh abahamis come to the level of becoming bottle mimato lemaylo? Is kadiskafia. When it's subdued, you're mevatel the nefesh abahamis, so that brings the elevation. Shal yideze magbia lemaila meoid. That way, it brings everything up very high. The nefesh abahamis, when you're mevatel it, you have this great elevation. Why? Ki nefesh abahamis shor shem el matoyu. Because the root of the nefesh abahamis comes from the world of toyu. K'moy kol amacholim agashmim. Like all the Gashmi come from the Torah. Of course, we're saying that the Gashmi is the thing have a sort such a high level. That's what the Gemara says. That the good wine and the good smell open up my mind. How does physical? It opens up because of the bitter, because of the high source that it has. Another thing you say, I didn't eat the meat of an ox. I can't answer you the correct answer. because I'm not the nitzah. We see the meat helps him, shehem, mishay to shalyim, because they came from a high earth. This is with regards to food. The same thing is the animal soul of a person. Shor shom misham is also there. Ki hinil kecha mishmari hayifani, because that is, she's taking the nefesh of Bahamis from the leftovers of the Eifanim, of the Malachim. Ba'achayus Shebe Merkava. And the Shmore Eifanim. And the Chayis that are in the, from Shmore Eifanim, and the Chayis that are in the Merkava. Like we say, you have the various different kinds of Chayis over there. You have Pnei Aryeh, Mimeno Nimsha Chayis, Kol HaChayis. That's the, from the animals of the Chayis HaKodesh. Is the Pnei Aryeh, Nimshach Kol HaChayis. All the animals come from the line. The Pnei Shoir, from the Pnei Shoir that's in the Merkava, you get Chayis HaBehemoth, that you get the energy, the vitality of the animals. Umipnei Nesher, and from the face of the eagle, Chayis HaEfes Kulam. And they all descend, the Kulam Shor Shom Oilam HaToyu, and they're all rooted in the Oilam HaToyu, they have descended to Bria in the breaking of the vessel. They came down to Bria. What is the idea of the world of Toyu? There was no inclusion. There was a lot of light. Was a lot of energy, a lot of force, but there was a lacking, there was a little, there was few vessels to contain that great oil. Now, represented by the klippas is the kings that were king by the by Esau, that the Pasuk says, Ve'ele mamlochim shemolchu lefnei melech melech. The Yisrael, that represents the Sfiris de Toyu, that represents the level of Klippa, the level of Esav. So over there it says, Kimoi, so here's an example. It says, Bela ben Be'oir, v'shem Iroi, Din Hava. The name of his city, of Bela ben Be'oir, was one of the kings, was Din Hava. What is Din Hava? Din, let us bring Din, which means Din Gomor, it's total judgment. Beli his Kalalus, without his Kalalus, Lefi Shehu, Din Chazak, because it's a strong din, that's why it's din of only din. Chen Yoivov, Yoivov, he was from Batsu, that's the level of Chesed, that's the other level. These are all the levels of the Oiris, the way in it was in Toyu, and therefore, Lacheni of Shalis is Kaluskul, that's why there cannot be no inclusion. Mashenkin, Shema, as opposed to the Shema, which is Bechinas Bittl, Oilom, Hat Bechinas Bittl. That's the level of Bittl, which is the Olam HaTikun, which is Ribu Kelim Miyut Oir. There's a lot of vessel and there's not so much Oir. V'nasach Halishus Oir, and became a weakness of the Oir. L'chein Agam Sheyesh Bo Din, even though there is Din over there, but Mekomo Kemen Echazer Kol Kach, but it's not such a strong Din. V'yachalis is Kalus Chulu, there could be inclusion. So V'nefesh HaBahamis, and now we're going, so therefore, Shor Shem Etoyu, that is rooted in Toyu. Mashenkin Afshar Lekis Bichenas Tikun. V'lochein He Hamivareres. So that's why the Nefesh Lekis is the one that does the sorting out. The Nefesh Lekis sorts out. Over the Nefesh Abahamis Kadis Kafya He Agbal Amayla Chulu. But once you can subdue it, then it goes up very high. So you have to subdue it. So the Nefesh Lekis works with the Nefesh Abahamis. But once the Nefesh Abahamis gets sorted out, it goes to the higher sort. V'zehu. Tzoak libam. This is what the pasuk says. Tzoak libam. The hardest of the koi al nefesh habahamis. This refers to on the nefesh habahamis. Shehi bichinas leiv v'tzako. That it's in the level of heart and yelling out. Hi halo milmata lemaylo b'moid. It goes out very very high. V'zuhi halo lebichinas hamalchus. And this is the elevation for the level of Malchus, Arei Mimcha, to raise it, Lamai Lamai Lada Keser, to raise it to Keser. Ki Hakoil Nasu Nase Mimoisre Mechim Bilchinas Sairus Chulu. because everything that was done becomes from the leftover of the Meichel, Bechina Cyrus, in a level of here, which means very mitzumtzum. Kilagabe, so Baruch Hu Ba'atzmus, Ein Loi Shaychus Ve'erech, Im Bris Hoylomus. Because the Eibishter himself, there is really no relationship to creation of the world. Eli, the Sidus, Moisir Mechim, but only through the level of Sidus here, Moisir Mechim, left of the Mechim, that's the here, the unique, the unique, the nurturing comes from the left of Ha'or Ba'al Moshe in the Gilat Musa, which it doesn't touch the essence. If you cut the here, it doesn't give you any pain. Because it's very, very small amount of energy, of light, of life, of chayis. Only gets a very small nurturing from the left over mechir. So the kasher yosim ha'odom elibei. So when a person plays to his heart, she'ein zarak ha'odah ba'alma liyis malu kolam v'sefis kolam. That it's merely a ha'ore, just a ha'ore to be malchum tzoklam, ilizois to God latzaka beleves. That will increase the yelling out of the heart. Vezou b'chinas rotzui, b'chinas ha'psila. That's the level of rotzui. Psila, when we say the psila, which is the nefesh ha'bahamis, which it holds on to, that it burns up in fire, which means that it wants to go up. So that's the level of m'mata l'mayla. Achim rotzli b'choshuv lecho. But he said, if your heart runs, you have to return to Echad, which means Hamshachem el Ma'il Lamata. That's Bechinas Chanukah. That's the level of Chanukah. Kapsila, he cover Mahir. Because that wick can quickly be extinguished. And it also doesn't shine so much. So what do you do? Behind, how do we have the Echad? How do we bring down el Ma'il Lamata? Behind al Deh Hashem. That takes place to the Shemen that is Hamshachem el Ma'il Lamata. V'inyan Hashem. What is the idea of Shemen? Shemen is the inside of everything. Hine b'chol advarim, yesh Shemen. Every item has Shemen. Yesh chokhma de atzilus, v'chokhma de bria. There is chokhma of atzilus, because the Shemen is referencing chokhma. So you have chokhma de atzilus, and then you have chokhma of bria. Achin asna chokhma de asiyah, until it becomes chokhma de asiyah, hi hatoyro shalufaneinu halubashet v'gashmis. So we have the Torah, that's what it is, that's the level of Shemen, which we have in this world, which is the level of Chochmah, the Eibishter's Chochmah, the law, Torah, the Chochmah Nafkes, that comes down in the level of Torah, and that becomes the Chochmah Dasiyah. But Yesh Torah, so we have, there's a Yesh Torah de Briya, there's also a Torah in the level of Briya, Shalzeh Omru, so God said the Torah of Briya says, Kim Avram Avinu Al Vashom Zatoyra Shlenitna, that he fulfilled the Torah before it was given. What does it mean? Before the Torah was given, which means before the Torah dressed up in the physical world, there's a way to be Mekayim the Torah in the spiritual world, in the world of Bria. Avraham Avinu fulfilled the Torah before it was given. The way the Rebbe teaches here doesn't mean before, and time-wise, before it was given. But before it was given means before it descended into the level of Asiya while it's still in Bria. B'lochein ki mitzvah tefillin, that's why he fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. Hagam shalo nichtav adayin, kadosh l'kol b'chayr. It wasn't written yet, the kadosh l'b'chayr. In the tefillin, you have to have kadosh l'b'chayr. Yeah, shalo hoyo, yitzis mitzrayim klal. There was no yitzis mitzrayim. How could he have the tefillin, the parshas kadosh in the tefillin, if we should say it means physically, when there was no parsha of tefillin yet, because it wasn't the story of yitzis mitzrayim, didn't take place. Also the mitzvah of Mila he fulfilled before he physically circumcised. That is to remove the. He fulfilled it above. So he did remove, he did do the. Ah, the only thing is. So, while the pesila itself burns, we need the oil to make it burn long, to make it burn clean, make it burn beautiful. For that, you need the shemen. So, the ikir hamshachas hashemen, So what does it mean that we want to draw down the Shemen into the Pesilah, into the Avodin, Avodas Hashem? That is to draw down the supreme Chochmah, the higher level of Chochmah. There is the upper level of Chochmah and the higher level, the lower level of Chochmah. Chochmah Tator, the lower level of Chochmah, Shenilkecho min Hamides. That wisdom, that Chochmah comes from the Midas, that's below the Midas. That is like the level of Malchus. The Chochmah Yiloh, that's the level of Chochmah, which is in the beginning, is Lemaila min Hamides, which is higher than Midas. So the way you have it is you have Dechila u'Rechima, and Rechima u'Dechila. So you have Chochmah in Yira. You have the level of Chochmah, and then you have a level of Yira and Ava, and then you have Ava, and then you have Yira. So the Yira Tato, which is the lower level of Yira, that comes Rechimu Dechilo, that's Miyichude Tato B'Malchus. That's when the Hamshocha comes down from Malchus. That's where is the Yira Tato. Mashenki Yira Ilo. But the first, the high level, the Tchilu Rechimu, the first level is Yira Eloh, is B'Chochmah Eloh. That's in the higher level of Chochmah. Now this higher level of Chochmah comes from where? V'sharsha Meichos Timo. V'sharsha Meichos Timo. And the root is the level of the hidden Moyach, which is the level in Keser, in Atik. Shehi migvura da Atik. That comes from the Gvura in Atik. Shemisham nimshach hasayres bebechinas yudgimul tikkun edikna. That from there, from Gvura da Atik, extend the hairs in the level of the 13 strands of the beard. Yudgimul tikkun edikna, which is the yudgimul midas harachem. Avol mekoyram v'sharsham. But the root, the source of the root, who be moichas tima, v'loy abu da'atzilus. It's not in the level of chokhmah v'atzilus, but it comes in the moichas tima, as he said in Atik, gvur da'atik. Now, what exactly is moichas tima l'abu b'chidim? Haynu b'chinas chokhmah shebekeser al pi kabbalas maharamak. So that would be either the level of Chochmah of Keser, according to the Kabbalah of Rav Moshe Kordovo, that's his, V'Alpi Kabbalas Harizal, L'mailo B'Malchus De'Ein Sof. But the according to Kabbalah, it's much higher than Malchus De'Ein Sof. U'Mokir Zeh. And that moker nimshach b'toyro shelefaneinu b'gashmius, that source comes down. Whatever the source is, whether it's malchus that the malchus the insof according to the Arizal, or whether it's chokhmah shebekeser according to the Ramak, but that source we're saying the shemen has to come down in toyro is a higher level than chokhmah. See, which means need notes chilosom b'soifa. So we have the beginning, which means the level of Malchus de Ein Sof, or the level of Chochmah Keser, we have it to come down in Torah, in the Shemen. That's the Shemen in Torah. That's what we say, Daikon, it's the notes, Chilosom, Besoifon Davke. The Techila is not stuck in the middle or close to the top, it only goes. The top is stuck in the end. Asher anoichi mitzavcho. When the pasuk says that I command you, which is the level of the higher level beyond the atzilus, in the higher level. So over there we say anoichi mitzavcho. When hayoyim hu b'hayoyim lasoisum daikim. It's only in today when we have to do the mitzvahs. That's where it comes down. Mashenkein lemailo. But the hisgalus lemailo. How does it come down? Over there it goes through the evolution from one cause to effect with many 10,000 steps till it goes down. But in, so since it goes down so much steps to come in above, in the spiritual worlds, it goes through so much steps. So therefore, the Malchus is very far from the Chokhmah Shebekeser. It's very far because it went through a lot of steps. But when it comes down in the physical doing, in the mitzvahs, over there it went straight. You get from the Meichus Timo straight into the mitzvahs. That's the Shemen that comes down into the Torah. And this is the idea of the miracle of Chanukah. The Greeks, they defiled all the oils. What does it mean, the Yvonim, the Greeks defiled ones? They come from the level of Chokhmah the Klippa, the Yvonim, because as he says, from the Kibovel Nikro Reisha the Dava. Bava is called the head of the gold. That's in the Pasuk in the Neil over there. And Uparasu Modai and Persia and Modai, their Beis Royos Chulus, they were the two, they hugged, they were the two hands that they subjugated the whole world. They Chulu, etc. So apparently, the Yevonim, those are the level of the Chokhmah of the Klippa that they defiled, the seichel. What was left over was only one jug that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. What does it mean? Chosem hu yisoid. Chosem, the seal, that's the foundation. So all was left is the foundation. Hu kai gavne ve Kohen Gadol hu kan rab, rab chesed. What is the Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol means he's the great Kohen, is Rav Chesed, which means lots of kindness, which means the level represents the Rav Chesed of the Eibishter, a kindness, an abundance of kindness. Shehu b'yud gimul tikune dikna davkir dekan rabba. Those are in the 13 strands of the beard, which is the beard of the Kohen Gadol. The Kana Rabba Hamokur who Meichas Timoha now. So what the level is the Meichas Timoha. So you're bringing down the Pach Echot from where, from the higher level of beyond, as the Alter Rebbe spoke in the Maimer itself at the Neri before, that you get Hamshocha from higher than Hishtalshulus in order to make up for the Alter Neri. As the Alter Rebbe is going to continue now. V'zehu inyan havaya havaya kil rachum v'chanun. So we say Hashem Hashem kil rachum v'chanun. So what are we saying over here? That shaliyoyis kil rachum v'chanun. That in order for Hashem. So why do we say Hashem Hashem kil rachum v'chanun? Means the compassionate and the merciful, the graceful Hashem. But we started with Hashem, so we say Shaliyoyis Kel Rachum V'Chanun. In order for it to be Kel Rachum V'Chanun, Shehena Yud Gimel Tikune Dikno, those are the 13 strands of the beard, which is the 13 attributes. Sherishusam Hi Bechinas Kel. So, and they start. Where does it start? It starts from the word Kel, because Kel Rachum V'Chanun. It starts again. How do we have Kel? So Tzorich Liyos Hamshocha. So you need to have the Hamshocha Mibchinas Havaya Havaya. You say Hashem Hashem to bring it down to that level. That would be Hashem Hashem, he calls them the two payas, the base payas, the two payas. Shehu HaMoker HaNimshech MeMoiches Timo Chulu. That's the source which comes from Moiches Timo, that comes down to the Gimel Tikkun Nedikna, to the Kana Rabbe, to this, okay, so that's Hashem Hashem Kil Rachum. In the Torah, Ksiv Hashem Hashem Havaya Havaya Upsik Taime Begavayu. So there's an interruption. It's not Hashem Hashem two times. Hashem, there's a psik, And then you say again Hashem. So which means it's not the same level. Hashem, stop, Hashem. But Ubinevim Ksiv, but in the Nevim over there it's written Ki ato neidi havaye vehavaye giyo choshki. Over there, it's not Hashem, Hashem, Psik, but there's actually a Vav. The Vav is actually a connection. And Havaye giyo choshki. So which means Havaye, you have over there Havaye, and vehavaye. Betoys was Vav amechaber, with the Vav that connects ve'eni Psik, and there is not an interruption. So what's the idea? This Hinek Siv. Because sometimes it says, Chanun v'rachum Hashem. So you say first, compassionate and merciful is Hashem. So Hashem is on the end. Uksiv, but sometimes it says, Hashem, Chanun v'rachum. Hashem is in the beginning. And we say, Hashem is the rachum v'chanun. So he says, Sheyesh beis havayis. So there are two There's two creations. Aleph b'zoh. One is in the level of zoh, level of midos, liyos, olamos, habruim, so that this should be havia, havaya, to create in the world of zoh. V'ha'aleph, and one, another one is ba'arich ampin, liyos, chanun v'rachum. The other one is in Arich Ampin to be Chanun V'rachum. So you have Havaya in order to create the world, and then you have Havaya in Arich Ampin Chanun V'rachum. Hine, Havaya Rachum V'chanun which is the first who Ba'arich Ampin. So when we say Hashem, Rachum V'chanun, that is in Arich Ampin, that's Keser, which is Amshochas Havaye, the Arich Ampin, Beis Peyos, Lahamshech Yud Gimel Tekunei, Dikna B'Zo, that is to draw down the 13 strands into Zo. Avuchan V'Rachum Havaye, Hainu Hamshochas Chanun V'Rachum, Yud Gimel Tekunei, Dikna B'Zo, Liyis Hazo B'Shem Havaye. So the Chan Rach Hashem, that's to bring down the Yud Gimel Tikkun Adikun B'Zoh, so that Li is Hazoh B'Shem Havaya. The first Pasuk Hashem Rachem V'Chanun is bringing down from the Mokir, so it should be a Mokir for Zoh, and then the Chan Rach Hashem is that we want that the Zoh should become the level of Havaya. V'zehu ki ato neidi havaya. The first ki ato neidi havaya, which is what? Hainu. When you say ato neidi havaya, hainu havaya de zo. That is the level of havaya de zo. Shu b'chinas ishtalshlus mit gimul tikkun edikno, which is level of ishtalshlus mit tikkun edikno. V'hu neged doidus odishoinim. Their souls were on a higher level, in essence. As opposed to Bavai Yagir Choshki. Choshki is what? Choshki is Yikvish Mashiach. That's the Hill of Mashiach. Over there, Nimshach Mashem Havaya Darich Hampin, Shaloki Darich Ishtauslus. So we get from the name of Havaya, not in Darich Ishtauslus. The Tzorich Li is Vavachibur Lahabshach Mokamel in Gazer. So that's what you need vehavaye to get from such a high place. So how do we get it? Behainu alidei tzedakah. That happens through tzedakah. Through tzedakah we get it. The Kamay Merazal, as the sages tell us, Ein Yisrael Negol Nel b'tzedakah. That by tzedakah the Yidden will be redeemed through tzedakah. Kal tzedakah nemar zereya tzedakah. Because what? Why so tzedakah? Because by tzedakah it says zereya tzedakah. You sow tzedakah. That's in a level of sowing. Just like a seed. That is sown in the ground. Asher ba'oretz, that grows a lot because of the power of growing that's in the ground. She be'elem, v'yesh boy. And it has the infinite level of the Ein Sof to grow till no end. Likewise, Doka is the level of Zriyah. That it has the power of the Ein Sof in a hidden way, which in level of stimin. Through this, you increase the light of the Ein Sof itself that was hidden in the Moich Stimo before it went down to Gimel Tikkun Nedikna. So you come came b'Chanukah. This also took place in Chanukah. Shatimu kol hashmanim lamato. All oils below were betomei. Below here you have shalahamshich kima de apach, and you could not bring it down. The normal oil didn't work because the normal oil was tomei. So the Yidden didn't have that. The only way to be mamshichit was kima de apach shal shem shal b'chasom shal kohen gadol kan rabbanal. They can only use the kohen gadol's pach shal shem and the higher level, the level of arichampin, the level of keser. In order to save us, take us out of this tumah of the defile, we needed oil, so we couldn't get the regular oil because we didn't have any oil available, and everything was tummy. But the only way to go is to go to the level of higher than ishtalshlus, in which it doesn't matter, which everything you don't bring the koyin shemen hu ha'hel. So what is the idea of shemen? That is the hidden part. Shara shemen nivla bipsila. That oil is absorbed in the psila. It's not in the external. It gets absorbed in the psila. Umshom meir b'yoser, b'yoser seis, and then it lights with more force. Karasha Hashem nimshach achara psila. When the oil follows the psila, binaydei b'chinas Hashem and v'psila nase beis gavne oir. You get two colors of light. You have noir tichla de psila. You have the dark light, which is through the wick shurak. That's only so the light should hold, so you have that wick. But it doesn't really light so much, only through the oil. That gives you a clear and a pure light. That's a white light, clear light, the hainu. So it means it gives you something to see. A dark light means that you don't see it. A dark light means you don't see. So when you get the light of just the wick, it's not something that you can see. You don't have the vision. But when you get so the white light means you should actually see as if it's in front of you. That shouldn't just be imagination, just in your source. That's called hidden and not open. It's just in like in our image. And Beis Nahoyrin, and the two lights, Nahoyrin Tichlo and Nahoyrin Chivra, this black and the two white, and Beis Pomim Ruchimu Shebeemtza, and Beis Pomim Dechilu. The two Ave, we said Dechilu, Ruchimu, Ruchimu, Dechilu, Yud K, Vav K. So the two middle ones are the Beis Pomim Rechimu, the two times Ava Shebeemtza that are in between, and Beis Pomim Shebeemtza, Beis Pomim Dechilu, which are in between the 2 years. 1 year on the top, one on the bottom, and the two Avas in the middle. Ki Yud Dechilu. Yud is the Dechilu, that's the Yira. Vehei is Rechimu. Vavav Rechimu, Vehei Dechilu. Va'inyan, as we said before, Dechilu Rechimu, Rechimu Dechilu. Va'inyan, ki Yesh Yira Yilo B'chokhma, B'chinas Bitl Mamash. There is the supreme level of bittul in chokhmah, which is total subjugation, mashenki yira b'tatoa, as opposed to the lower level, is b'chinas pachad. That's just you're afraid. B'malchus shaloi limrid b'melech, not to be rebellious against the king, on a very simple level, which is zois mechel kisei, that you are sweating from the army of the kisei. And everybody with fear and awe, so be pachad chitzonis. That is a external kind of a fear. That's the lower level. That's the yiru tato. That's a level of subjugation, non-existence. That's the idea of the Amida. That is the bowing down and the prostrating of Abit. The two levels of Rechimu, which is the level of Bittl. That's a level of a love of delight. That comes above Urechimu Bivov. Which is that comes through the reflection of Nefesh HaMaskelas, this is Vahav to base Pam Oir. Those are the Chul of Adayla Mevin. Those are the two levels of Oir, which comes through the level of Av. This is two levels of Av, which is the K, the Bina, and the Vav.